Second, widen your definition of right people to focus more on the character attributes of the person and less on specialized knowledge. People can learn skills and acquire knowledge, but they cannot learn the essential character traits that make them right for your organization. Third, and this is key, take advantage of difficult economic times to hire great people, even if you don't have a specific job in mind. A year before I wrote these words, nearly everyone bemoaned the difficulty of attracting top talent away from hot technology and internet companies. Now the bubble has burst, and tens of thousands of talented people have been cast into the streets. Level 5 leaders will view this as the single best opportunity to come along in 2 decades. Not a market or technology opportunity, but a people opportunity. They will take advantage of this moment and hire as many of the very best people they can afford, and then figure out what they are going to do with them. Question: how can you practice the discipline of the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus in situations where it is very hard to get the wrong people off the bus, such as academic institutions and government agencies? The same basic idea applies, but it takes more time to accomplish. A prominent medical school, for example, went through a transformation from good to great in the 1960s and 1970s. The director of academic medicine changed the entire faculty, but it took him 2 decades. He could not fire tenured professors, but he could hire the right people for every opening, gradually creating an environment where the wrong people felt increasingly uncomfortable and eventually retired or decided to go elsewhere. Also, you can use the council mechanism to your advantage. See Chapter 5. Fill council seats entirely with the right people and just ignore the others. Yes, you might still have to carry the wrong people along, but you can essentially restrict them to back seats on the bus by not including them on the council. Question: I'm an entrepreneur running a small company. How do these ideas apply to me? Directly. See Chapter 9, where I discuss the application of the good to great ideas in the context of small and early stage companies. Question: I'm not a CEO. What can I do with these findings? Plenty. The best answer I can give is to reread the story at the end of Chapter 9 about the high school cross-country coach. Question: where and how should I begin? First, familiarize yourself with all the findings. Remember, no single finding by itself makes a great organization. You need to have them all working together as an integrated set. Then work sequentially through the framework, starting with first who and moving through all the major components. Meanwhile, work continuously on your own development toward Level 5 leadership. I have laid out this book in a sequence consistent with what we observed in the companies. The very structure of the book is a roadmap. I wish you the best of luck on your journey from good to great.